doing is reading an FAQ, so so far behind.
You're listening to the Gold Squadron
the
podcast. Your home for X-Wing discussion. All right,
don't forget, lean on us. Lean on us. We got your back.
Yeah, hold on, I'm going to, for sure.
All right, here we go. This is episode 44 of the Gold Squadron podcast. I am your host, Dion Morales, and I am here with Gold Leader Ron Longy.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah, we got the original team here.
Yeah, old school.
So our plan today is we're going to be talking to you about some last details for our Chicago Regional coming up this weekend. And then I'm going to take some time and talk to you guys about some last minute preparations that you should make and think about for regionals.
Unlock the hologram.
All right, everybody, this is Ron. I'm Gold Leader for Gold Squadron. I wanted to go over and take some time to go through basically everything that's going to happen event and scheduling wise at regionals. I'm going to start with the most important thing is making sure that everyone has registered. Currently, right now, as of this podcast, we have little less than 20 spots left for our Friday flight of regionals. I don't know if that's going to fill up or not, but if you really want to play, that is an option for you to sign up and secure yourself a seat for Friday. The Saturday event is currently, registration is currently closed. We're trying to make sure that the fields are even as much as possible on both days, so there isn't a huge disparity. We are also going to continue our tradition of late check-in for anyone with a first-round bye. If you haven't been to one of our regionals before, this is something we started last year. Basically, we feel that when you earn a bye at a store championship event to a regional, it should feel kind of special. It shouldn't feel like you go to an event, you sit around, you wait for 2 hours before you get to play a game. So what we've done is we've offered late check-in to anyone who has a buy. What this means is you can basically show up an hour and a half later than you would probably normally show up for the event. Basically, sleep in late, get breakfast with your friends or family or whatever, and then show up to play before the second round. There are some rules, though, that go along with that. The first rule is that if you have a bye that you wish to use on Friday or Saturday, you have to email me that you're going to be using that bye. You can email me at goldsquadronevents@gmail.com. The second rule is your squad sheet with everything that you need to turn in would be your list, your asteroids, what damage deck you're using. I need all of that information also emailed to me. I don't care how you email it to me. You could type it into an email. You could put it into a squad builder and just post the link in the email. But I have to have all your information that's required for playing in a official FFG tournament. If you don't know what that information is, you could find it on the tournament rules, but basically it's your list, rocks, damage deck. Same email.
Quick question, Ron.
Yeah.
So you use the same email that you registered with to email you?
Yes. The same one you're telling me that you're going to use your buy.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's goldsquadronevents@gmail.com.
Okay, cool.
Once you do send in that squad, there's not going to be any changes. You can't show up the day of the event and say, hey, I want to use this rock or this upgrade or this ship. Once you send it in, you have to use what's on your sheet.
Cool. And what was that email again?
goldsquadronevents@gmail.com.
goldsquadronevents@gmail.com. Don't send it to Gold Squadron Podcast. Gold Squadron Events.
Correct. Yeah. Dion does not need or want your squad list.
I don't. I mean, I'll take it.
I mean, he would like it, you know.
but
he doesn't need no help.
Right, that's right.
So it's really important that you you send that email. And then the other thing that's really important is that whichever day you're planning to check in, we really recommend you come at noon to check in. That'll be right when the first round is already about an hour into the first round. So we want to give, 30 minutes to check people in. Make sure you have your buy card with you. It's really important. If you don't have your buy with you, I won't be able to issue a buy and you'll be into the event late and starting with a loss, which no one wants. So do not forget your buy card.
We put it in your squad box now. Do it now.
Yeah.
Go get it.
Yeah.
Grab, pause the podcast. Go get it now. Okay. Continue.
Yeah. So those are the three things that you have to do. If you want to, check in late to the event because you have a buy. Next thing on the schedule would be our Thursday event. So on Thursday night, we're running a 2-round X-Wing practice warm-up event is what we're calling it. It's going to be 2 rounds of competitive X-Wing against a bunch of people who are literally there to practice their best stuff before the event. We are going to give everyone who plays participation. There will be some random door prizes that will go out. And then everyone who finishes undefeated in that practice event will get some special prizes as well.
One thing I want to note with the squad builder, because I'm actually, while you're doing this, Ron, I'm making sure I get taken care of this right now.
Yeah, okay.
So in the yet another squad builder, there is an option there to choose your obstacles.
Yep.
And it becomes part of the link. So I, in my opinion, that's the easiest one to do. So do that one.
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple squad builders that do that. And that one for sure. I think I use, what is it? Squad Builder UK, X-Wing Squad Builder UK. It does the same thing. Lets you choose your obstacles and your deck build. And you could just email a link, a shareable link. I think that's the easiest way to go about it. One more note too, with squad sheets for the tournament. And this applies to everybody, not people just checking in. I am 100% okay if you decide to go on the internet and use a squad builder to build your list with your deck choice and your rocks and then simply print it out with your name on it. I love not reading handwriting. So if anyone wants to be like, hey, I'll just print it out the night before, have it with me. It's a great thing to do because it's one less thing you have to worry about when you show up to an event. You don't have to be like, I need a squad sheet. I got to fill everything out, get my upgrade cards out. Hopefully you won't make the mistake of missing something when you're at an event. I feel like majority of people that fill out squad sheets will make a mistake because they pull out all their stuff and they just simply forget to put a card on their sheet. But if you do it at home, online, you can double check it. You have plenty of time. You print it out, put it with your stuff, and then you're good to go that day. So I apologize. We were talking about Thursday, right? Warm-up event?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, yep. The warm-up event is going to be awesome. I think there's a lot of people already coming to this because there's people traveling. I'm going to have some special Gold Squadron promos that we're going to give out for the warm-up event as door prizes. I actually found our original Cassian and Duchess promo set.
Oh.
I know it's kind of rare. Like, people looking for that thing.
Yeah, I mean, there's only... I think the only, like, available sets... is mine, which is not available.
Right, because it's yours. Yeah,
right.
So I found an extra one.
It was the one that I gave you extra. Yeah,
yeah. From the last year's regional. So I have it. I'm gonna give it out as a door prize. I've got one regular set and I have a black and white set.
Yep.
So I'm gonna give those away. I've also got a bunch of other random, cool rare promos and stuff to give away, old tokens, things like that. Friday is going to be day one flight for the main event. So this, the check-in time for Friday and Saturday are going to be the same. You're going to check in between 10 and 10:45 a.m. At that point, we're not going to take any more people. If you're not checked in, you're not ready, we're going to move on. We're going to post the pairings. We're going to get things going. Dials are going to be down at 11 o'clock on both days. So do not be late. I can't stress enough. Please, please, please do not be late. If you're late, Andrea is not going to wait for you. You're just going to either not be in the event or you'll join the event with a loss. So I would really hate for that to happen. So please, with the cold weather, the snow, give yourself plenty of time. There's great restaurants. Get to Pastimes early. Get there at 9 o'clock, get breakfast, whatever you got to do. Just don't be late.
And one thing I want to emphasize here is I know some people play at stores where like the TO will wait for everybody to like everybody get their rocks down, everybody get their dials down, or is everybody ready? Go. We don't have the time to do something like that with a 6-round event. We're going to be on the clock and it's going to move. So when the round starts, it starts.
Yeah. So just so you know, so the way we run the rounds at regionals, and this is how we stay on time. We will literally post pairings at 10:45 a.m. So registration will be cut off. Anyone that didn't miss will not be there. Pairings will get posted. People will literally have that 10, 15 minutes to get set up, to go over. But the literally at 11 o'clock, the dials will be down and we're going to start. We don't wait. And then every round after that, the moment those pairings go up, Andrea has a 10-minute timer going. You literally will have 10 minutes to find your seat and get set up, because as soon as that 10-minute timer is gone, the 75-minute round timer goes off. And that's how it will be for every round. Mm-hmm. And that's how it will be for the whole weekend.
Absolutely.
So we are going to expect 6 rounds on both days. Both days, again, to remind you, 10 a.m. to 11:45 registration or roll call was what we call it, 11 a.m. start time. After the 6 rounds on each day, we'll post who is the top 16 from each day, and then the top 16 from each day will come back on Sunday for the top 32.
And then top 32 is single elimination.
Correct. The top 32 is a single elimination bracket. We're going to do roll call again, 10:30 in the morning for, the redemption event, which is a side event for anyone that did not play, or I'm sorry, anyone can play in the redemption event. Roll call's at 10:30. It's an 11 a.m. start. If you played in the event on Friday or Saturday, you can play in the redemption event free of charge to you. You just come, you play 4 rounds, we give out prizes based on your record in that tournament, whether you're 4-0, 3-1, whatever. If you did not play in Friday or Saturday's event and you want to come play in that redemption event, just show up at 10:30, register, and you can play. It'll cost you $10. So while that's happening, the 11 a.m. top 32 is going to fire. And the reason these events are firing at the same time is because if you're in the top 32, right, and you lose at any point in the top 32, you can jump in the remaining rounds of the redemption event, and the rounds you missed will treat as buys. So, like, say you're in the top 32 and you lose right away. You're like, oh, man, I just got smoked. I played all this X-Wing, I'm done. You're going to be like a little upset at first because you lost. But you could jump in the redemption event, get a buy instead of a loss because you were playing in the top 32, and then have a chance to redeem yourself and win some more prizes. And you didn't waste your whole day because you came to Pastimes to play 1 round. Make sense?
Oh, yeah.
So that's why
that
we
feels
call
bad. That I said that feels bad in at Nationals. I got knocked out in the first round of the single elimination, and there was nothing for me to do.
Right, and you're just there, just, and it lasts, sat around. And the next thing, and you want, like, you're a competitive player, you want that redemption. Like, you want that second chance to win something. So that's why we call it a redemption event. The top 32 players from the main event, they get another shot at some X-Wing glory, and then anyone who didn't actually make the top 30 is getting a second shot at X-Wing glory. So there'll be some great prizes for that. Both events are going to run at the same time. The redemption event will be four rounds. The top 30 through 32, in essence, will be five rounds because that's what the 32-man bracket is. Any questions on
the other cool thing about... No questions there. One thing I like, the fact that the redemption event is four rounds, is that it culminates with the final and nobody's playing during the final.
Yes, exactly.
So you gather around, you watch the exciting last match.
Exactly, yeah. You, as soon as you're done with the redemption event, you can pop over, hang out, watch the final match of the regional, see who's going to be crowned the champion. I mean, who wins this tournament? It's going to be a big deal. This is going to be the largest regional event like ever. So if you win this event, it says something. It's more than just going to a regular regional or a store championship that even had 80 players. I mean, this is going to be, you're going to win a 200 person event. This is the size of something, you know, that FFG would run at their headquarters or at Gen Con or Nationals. So it's kind of a big deal.
That person, we'll get them a big deal t-shirt. Kind of a big deal.
Couple other things that I want to talk about that we are running. So Friday night after the... Well, Friday night at 7 o'clock, if there's anyone that is around that, you know, they dropped from the event because, you know, their record, they didn't think they were going to make it. We are actually running a Destiny sealed/booster draft event that if anyone wants to join in, you basically just get a couple packs of Destiny and the starter, and we're going to run that. We're also going to run that same thing on Sunday. During the redemption event, I know there's a lot of crossover in FFG games, and people have messaged, "Oh, do you guys have Destiny stuff?" Yes, we have it. We'll offer it. It'll basically be 8-man side events that you'll just sign up, and if 8 people sign up, we'll run the event. If not, you still have X-Wing to play. So that's something that we're gonna do. And then don't forget about the painting contest. I feel like it kind of sometimes gets lost. We have a painting contest that we have run every year at regionals. We get amazing entries into this contest. And I shouldn't say just painting. It's really a ship modification contest. You could do anything you want. I've seen people with crazy LEDs, different types of ship mods where they make the ship into something completely different, painting, anything you want. Bring it in. The only thing is you can't play with it because we put it on display in our display case. We put numbers on it, everyone can look, and then we vote, and we got awesome prizes for that we'll be giving away. So we're going to have two contests. We're going to have one for Friday and one for Saturday.
And just a reminder here, even if you're not like super confident about your painting, you can just put it in the case just because it looks cool.
Yeah.
Like, the more stuff in the case, just the more exciting the whole contest is.
Yeah, honestly, it's just about like, I mean, there's this whole other part of X-Wing, right? Where like, it's all about your creativity. What did you create with this really cool model? It doesn't have to be the best stuff. There has been stuff that people have put in that case that I'm honestly like, I was surprised that they won the whole contest because I was like, well, I wouldn't have expected that to win. But you know what? Enough people thought it was cool and they voted for it. So you really never know. It's 100% free contest. We're running two of them, one on Friday, one on Saturday. We've got cool prizes for it. And really, it's definitely worth your time. So I know Andrea's been painting all weekend. She's going to enter some stuff in the contest. but she's not eligible for prizes, but she's still going to put some stuff in there just to make it look cool in the case. So that's everything I have when it comes to the event itself. How to register, where to register, what time, all the little semantics of the event. The only thing awesome. We have left so just, is prizes, right?
Yeah, so there's some prizes to spoil. But before we do that, so let me just make sure that I just kind of spit out like the very basic things
sure,
from what
go
you
ahead.
Said, like the synopsis. So if you have a buy, you have to email your list and all the information you need to play, like your rocks and asteroids, to goldsquadronevent@gmail.com.
Correct.
You have to email that. If you are just in the regular tournament, you just turn it in that day. It's okay to print out a list.
Correct.
We're starting dials down at 11. Don't be there late because you'll be sad.
That is true.
All right. Well, let's talk about some prizes.
All right. So I don't know if people saw, but I definitely posted some images of prizes. So the top prizes are going to be, I've got 8 sets of original vintage FFG shield tokens from the very first kit. I know a lot of people actually haven't even seen them, at least in our store in a while, because a lot of the guys, they kind of started late. Like, I don't even think you started when those shields came out, did you?
No, I started way after
that, right? I know a lot of people have a lot of cool shields, but I think it's kind of cool to have like something that's old. We've got 8 of them. So we're going to be giving those out to the top 8 players, on Sunday. The top 16 players are going to get a custom-made Grand Admiral Thrawn X-Wing backpack.
It's so cool.
Yes. It's super awesome. It says Chicago X-Wing Regional on it. It says top 16. It has Grand Admiral Thrawn on it. And it's a really nice backpack with a lot of space to carry your X-Wing swag around with you or your ships or whatever you want to do. It's very awesome. These are going to be very exclusive. We're not selling them. You only get them by winning them. The playmat has been revealed for the top 32 players. The one that I revealed on Facebook is not the actual one that's going to be in the event. It's the exact same image, but the ones that are going to be in the event are going to be labeled with the top 32 finishers on it. So they're a little bit different because it's going to say top 32 or top 16 or top 8 or top 4 or champion, depending on how you do in the event. So it's like your personal trophy, basically. We will have a limited number of these for sale at the store if anyone wants them, but it'll be the one that I showed on Facebook where it just has the regional logo on it. It does not say top 32 or anything like that. We are also going to have acrylic Miranda Donnie community promos and Ooh. Backstabber community promos. I know those things are pretty hot. I have a ton of other promos as well that I'm going to be giving away. Promos from previous kits, some that are more rare than others. Tokens from previous kits, some that are more rare than others. As well as a bunch of cool, like, old Gold Squadron swag that we've been giving out and whatnot. I've still got Y-Wings. I've still got Vader's and Ahsoka's. I still got some Slavers left. So I'm going to be giving out all kinds of stuff. If you play an event, you're going to get at least a participation. It doesn't matter if it's a side event or a main event. Everyone who's playing in the main event is going to get the Zuckuss FFG promo. And everyone who's playing in the main event is going to get our Captain Awaken Gold Squadron podcast promo.
It's the best.
It's so awesome. Ramming speed.
Yes.
So, yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff happening. As far as the rest of the prize support, what we're going to do I'm going to give out, like I said, a ton of promo cards and some acrylics and all that kind of stuff. But basically, I can't say exactly how it's going to break down, but every player, every dollar that's being put into this event from people entering is going to go back into basically store credit for anyone that wins prizes at the store. So we're going to be giving out a ton of store credit over the weekend. I won't exactly know what those dollar amounts are until we have final attendance numbers on each day. But each day in the Swiss rounds, we'll be giving out prizes for that as well.
That's awesome, Ron. Thank you so much for working so hard on getting all that stuff acquired and gathered for the regional.
Yeah, absolutely. Prizing is always fun. I like building the prize table. I like having a lot of stuff on it. And there will be a lot of stuff on it. The prizes will be worth making the trip.
Do you live in the Chicagoland area or plan on visiting? Come on down to Pastimes Comics and Games, the home of Gold Squadron, where we play X-Wing every Wednesday and have tournaments the first Sunday of every month. We also play Imperial Assault, Armada, LCG, and Destiny on different days. Visit our Facebook page, Pastimes Star Wars, for more information.
All right, for this next segment, it's just me, Dion. Everybody else is either sick, out of town, or had to run. And I just want to talk about some last-minute regional preparation things that you can prepare for your regional. We're going to talk about a couple of categories and just some of my ideas on it. Sorry if I ramble. I'm by myself and I can't really have a conversation with anybody. So it's just you and me talking. Hello, person in your car. Happy New Year. So the first thing I want to talk about is squad selection. So we have our regional coming up here. Now, today is Monday we're recording. It's coming up in 4 or 5 days, depending on what time you're looking at. If you haven't picked your squad and you're 4 or 5 days before regional, it's probably a bad idea. Or maybe it's fine because that's how you roll. That's cool too. But I would say that there's 4 different ways you can go about selecting a squad for a regional event. So first is, what is the squad that you have played the most? What do you have a lot of reps with? What are you confident with? Because a lot of times that list will be one that you have a high rate of success with because you have been in a lot of different in-game situations with it and you feel comfortable. Next would be, what's something that's good versus the meta? I would say right now, this is kind of a hard one to judge because this meta is really super new. We've only had 2 or 3 tournaments that have the current wave of ships in it. We haven't really seen it span out. I would say after January, we're going to have a really good look because we're going to have a bunch of regionals and premier events that are happening in January. We'll have a good look then. Right now, it's up in the air. What is, quote unquote, the meta? You can also go thematic, and this is more on the casual side, but some people might want to come to their regional and say, hey, I want to fly, you know, only resistance ships because I like this resistance, or only First Order, whatever feel good. What's another common one? The trench run list, you know, you use guys from the original trilogy. And lastly, some people just like to run something people label as jank. That would be some type of ships maybe that you don't see very often, and using X-Wing combos to fill out your, you know, to make your list work. For instance, if I see across the table TIE Punishers, I'm going to label that jank pretty, in my mind right away. Not that it's bad. Jank is not necessarily bad, but it's something that's really not common, and you have a little niche that you're trying to fill with your list. Next, I'd like to talk about having realistic expectations going into the regional, because this is something that I've seen people make big mistakes on. If your mind is not in the right place before you go into the regional, sometimes you might feel disappointed how you did or surprised how you did, depending on how you prepared for this. So a first thing I think you have to ask yourself is, how do you approach the game as a player? Are you a casual person usually, or a competitive person? In that realm, you know, I would consider myself a competitive player. I go to competitive events, and my goal is to win the event every time. You know, people who play more casually are maybe those who maybe not necessarily don't play as much, but they're just there to play X-Wing. It's not about winning or losing. You just kind of bring what you like and you play. Another side to look at it is somebody who's analytical while they're playing versus someone who's just feeling it out. Those are two completely different sides of the spectrum. Some people really, you know, they think about every single thing that their opponent might be doing with their dial and their actions, while the person across the table might be just being like, hey, this seems right. Let's just go with that. And then another way that people can look at this game are there's people who pre-plan the way they play versus people who are winging it. So for instance, I am a person who pre-plans. Like, I have setups and things that I have practiced and rehearsed so that when I get to an in-game situation, I know what I need to do. Versus somebody who just looks across the table and says, this seems good, and they put their chips on the table and go for it. I can't say what's right and what's wrong because I have seen people who do both be successful. It just depends on what you've done. Now, when we talk about expectations, the biggest question I think you have to ask is how much work have you put in? You know, last year, there was a person, I have to say person, a player, who was upset that they had six rounds and they got zero wins. They were disappointed in the event. They started talking about, like, you know, I don't know if this game is for me, XYZ. And, you know, I just kind of had a conversation with them and I was saying, well, you know, did you, you know, had you practiced your list? And, you know, I just asked all these kind of questions. And the answers were things that kind of at the end of the conversation told me, well, I mean, why did you expect to do better than what happened? And of course, everybody likes to win, but not everybody can win. Like, that's the way a tournament works. So for instance, if you're flying ships you've never flown before, and you're not familiar with how they work and how they fly, you're probably not going to do as well. If you haven't taken time to think about matchups, you're probably not going to do as well. If you are not confident with how to approach opening engagements with your list, you're probably not going to do as well. And if you're not sure about what are bad matchups for your list, you might not do as well. Turn zero, rock placement, all these things. If you haven't taken the time to think about it, you can't have like super high expectations and not have put in any work. So that's just, I think most people can agree with that they look at it and they say, okay, this makes sense. If you know, your work equals your product most of the time. So yeah, I just made a list here. I think I said most of them, but what work have you put in? Here are some things you can put work into. Now, if your regional is 4 days away, like mine is, you probably can't cover all of these in depth, but maybe you could start just thinking about them. It would be turn zero, which includes rock placement, and also where to put your ships on the table. Practicing your list, so being familiar with the upgrades, how things work, just knowing how to play your ships. Planning your opening engagements, just thinking about, you know, versus X, Y, or Z, I might want to approach these couple of different ways. Practicing versus meta list. Again, I mentioned this earlier, we really don't know what the meta is right now, but as it starts to flesh out, should be a good idea. And also practicing versus lists that are considered bad matchups for you. So, I mean, it's dependent really on each list that's being played, what is a bad matchup for it. But trying to figure out what those are and then practicing against them to see if you can maybe take that, you know, what you might perceive as a 90-10 split between a bad matchup for you and maybe give yourself, you know, an 80-20 or maybe even a 70-30 and try to squeak out a couple games where you normally maybe statistically shouldn't have won. And last thing I want to touch on here is tournament experience, like just, you know, you experiencing the event. And I want everybody who's playing to make sure that you understand the difference between a tournament and casual play. Now, first, we should always be polite to each other. It doesn't matter what kind of play you're doing. So that is that's important. Let's be polite. Now, you got to remember, though, that because it is a competition, there are some etiquette things that you have to remember. Make sure you stay at your table. I know this seems simple, but I know that at casual nights, sometimes people are like, hey, I'll be right back. I'll take a minute. I know that seems ridiculous, but I've seen people walk away, just kind of casually walk away during a tournament. It's like, hey, like there's a clock and things. Of course, if your game is over, but I'm talking about while the game's going. It's important not to comment on other games, whether that be the ones to your left or right, or if you're done or you're going and looking at a friend who's playing, like you are not part of that game. You can't comment on it. You are simply a spectator. If you see something questionable that you would say would require a judge, you can go walk up to a judge and notify them. But you can't intervene in the game. So that's important. And you have to remember that you are not the judge. Like, I know sometimes it's hard to internalize something that you see being done wrong. But you can't, it's not your call. Get the person whose call it is. We also have to talk about missed opportunities. Because it is a competitive event, while you can be upset at yourself if you have a missed opportunity for yourself, you can't be mad at your opponent if they don't give you a missed opportunity. Now, I am not condoning rushing your opponent or, you know, trying to conveniently let your opponent forget things. But it's not, for instance, if you and I are playing, it's not my job to remind you that you could have used Zuckus this turn. Like, when I play, usually what I'll do is I'll wait, nothing is called, and then we move on. And, you know, once we've kind of gone past some of those, past that step, the opportunity is lost. Now, on the flip side, you have to remember that there are some effects that are not optional. So, for instance, one that is so controversial? Rebel Captive. I'm sure somebody yelled it out on their card before I did. Rebel Captive is not optional. If you attacked it, the ship that has Rebel Captive, it has to trigger. Even if you missed it, you just go back and do it. Because it's not a May effect. Anything that's a May effect is missed. Now, of course, you can raise your hand, call the judge. You might get a different story, but there are effects in the game that are May and what other ones that say when this happens, X happens. Now, if you have questions about rulings for your list, it is like if you have some type of weird interaction, if you have some type of weird rulings, please ask the TO before the tournament. You could even go as far as to email them or message them beforehand. Feel free, if you're coming to the Chicago Regional and you have a question about how certain things are being ruled, send us over the question and we'll get it answered. I will say that we do have a small list of ones that have come up for the new wave of ships that people have asked already, and feel free to send us anything you have, but we'll make any announcements on those at the regional. And lastly, let's just have a good time. X-Wing is a game. Let's have fun. But it's a game that is a competition, so you have to treat your competitors with respect. I guess I said you have to. You don't have to, but you should. And as long as I think you do that, you should have a good time. Expectations, I think, are just the biggest thing going into a tournament. I've seen a lot of people just be upset on how they do, but the work does not equal what they were expecting. Now, I have to take a look at the other side of this coin because it does exist. You might find yourself and you said, hey, I only ever play at casual night and I somehow, I made it to the top 16 of this Chicago regional. What am I doing here? Person, if that's you, you know, congratulations and keep doing what you're doing because it's working. I've seen quite a few people when they get under the lights or maybe they play on stream for the first time. Okay. You know, actually, I'm going to push that to the back. But when they get into a big situation like a top 16 or they made their first cut, all of a sudden they're nervous. They're not sure what to do anymore. Just keep playing how you've been playing because it got you that far. I want to talk about playing on stream. In my opinion, okay, again, you can do whatever you want, but as a competitor, it is my opinion that I will never play different on a stream because I am playing on a stream. There's a lot of people I've seen, and I have streamed a lot of games, that after a game, I'll ask them and say, hey, why did you do X, Y, or Z? And I say, well, because I was on a stream and I wanted to put on a show. I was like, sure. I get it. And that's the pressure there. It's like you feel like you have to put on a show, and maybe in a situation where you should have disengaged, you didn't, and then that lost you the game. Listen, play good X-Wing. If the right decision is to run away, run away. If the right decision is to re-engage, do that. If it's to take two turns and then come back, do that. Like, don't play different because you're on a stream. Because I know that I'm going to be streaming 4 different regionals. I'm going to be at Chicago. I'll be in Michigan. I'll be in Wisconsin. And I'm missing one for some reason. Indiana. There it is. And I want everybody to understand that the camera is simply there to document moments and give entertainment to people who are watching at home, because it's a way for everybody to practice. And, you know, you guess what people's moves are, you debate them with other people. That's fun. And if you do get on stream, feel free. I think it's super great that you can go back and review the footage and see, okay, how could I have done better in this game? Even if you won, like, it's okay to go back and say, hey, even though I won this game, this decision here would have allowed me to win a turn sooner or win harder or not lose a ship. You know, it's just take some time and do those things. Every turn you move a ship and then assign an action. Unless you overlap a ship or obstacle you pass. Of course, K4, a tiny expertise, you still get those. Cause that's the rules, rules is written, that's how it goes. Some prefer a time before a combo win you a game. But there is no going back to the old days. The combos are crazy, they're here to stay. We need to come to peace with it, if not we'll go insane. We gotta play better, adapt, get good, attack, they all mean the same. Now ask yourself, what do you want on this tournament day? To fly your favorite ships or win with a meta? I feel your pain. To take the agency of every person that I play, to be the best or fly without a care? Let's put this debate to rest. So I want to thank everybody for listening to this episode of the Gold Squadron podcast. You can watch live X-Wing events, including all these regionals and system opens that are coming up, on our Twitch channel. That's twitch.tv/Gold Squadron Podcast. You can even watch it on our YouTube channel if you prefer that platform. You can watch all of the replays of any of our streams on our YouTube channel. Just look up Gold Squadron Podcast. And lastly, if you enjoy the show and you want us help us continue, lastly, if you enjoy the show and want to help us continue expanding our content while getting awesome swag, go to patreon.com/Gold Squadron. For everybody here at Gold Squadron Podcast, my name is Dion. Gold Squadron out. How can a game that looks so cool be so hard? Look at this game, isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the boy who has everything? Look at this trove, treasures untold. How many upgrades can your binder hold? Looking around here, you think sure. He's got everything. I've got TIE fighters, X-wings aplenty. I've got M3As, U-wings galore.
You can fly four in a squad? I bought 20.
But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I wanna be where the people are. I wanna see them flying. Spinning around all those, what do you call them?
Oh, the dials. But don't cheat.
Just on a shelf, they don't go too far. Nubs are required to place these templates. Moving along on a, what's that word again?
The map. You gotta put it on the map. Okay, got it.
Tournament day, I'd like to play. 7 rounds in a day, sounds fun. Casual me, wish I could be part of that world. What would I gain if I would rise out of this basement? What would I learn if I would read all of the rules? I'll take a chance, come out and play. Bet I could win most of my games. I am playing, but keep losing. What's wrong with my dice? I'm ready to know what I'm doing wrong. Asking my questions and getting some answers. What's a meta and why does it? What's the word? Change. When it's my turn, Range 3 plus obstruction. Casual me, wish I could be part of that world.
Wait, so you're telling me when I have only one evade dice and I don't have focus and I roll and I don't get an evade, I only had a 37% chance anyway, so I shouldn't get upset, especially if the game is going to be decided by that roll?